Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. During this time of asking Hashem for mercy and kindness, we utilize the Yidgul Midos HaRachem and the 13 qualities or divine attributes of mercy and compassion. We use them many, many times. We say them many times. And one of them seems very peculiar, very strange. It seems like the last thing that I would ever want when I'm facing judgment. We say, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed, and so on. So until that point, we're focusing on mercy, on compassion, on kindness. And then all of a sudden, we say, ve'emes. We call out Hashem's quality of truth, truthfulness. And this seems pretty strange, because if I've done something wrong, and I'm asking for kindness, I'm asking for compassion, I'm asking for forgiveness, I would have thought that the last quality that I would want to be present in that moment is truth. If the person's going to be truthful, if there's going to be justice in a way that's true, and I've done something wrong, then I have a punishment coming to me. So why would I be calling out, asking Hashem to bring forward the quality of ve'emes? And how is that called one of the Yidgul Midos HaRachamim? How does that fall into rachamim, into mercy? So I was thinking about this from a Torah, from a teaching of Rabbi Nachman, in Likutei Moran, Torah Tess, as well as in Likutei Halachos of Rabbi Nassan in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where he talks about that when a person is surrounded on all sides by darkness, when a person has fallen, when a person has sinned, and they have no way that they can find out, he says that in fact there are many ways out, many ways forward. But the way to access those paths forward, he says, is through MS, is through truthfulness. And what I understand this to mean is that when we have nothing left, when we've done something wrong, and there is no way to change that, it's the reality. There's something that we've broken. There's someone that we've hurt. There's a way in which we've created a wound. We've done something wrong. So often we try to minimize it, to rationalize it, to excuse it, to get away from it, to somehow cover it up, to somehow move forward. But in doing all of that, we essentially ignore the problem that exists. And so we haven't actually found our way through the darkness or out of the darkness. We've just essentially pretended that it's not there. And what Rabbi Nachman is saying is that actually the way through the darkness is through the darkness. It's through MS, it's through truthfulness, being honest about it. When we've done something wrong, and we've really created an issue, oftentimes we can't really change it so quickly. We can't fix it so quickly. We can't change the patterns that we've been habituated to. We can't necessarily change ourselves in a split second or in a moment. And what do we do then? What can we call upon in that moment to get Hashem's mercy? So maybe the reason that ve'emes is one of the Yidgul Midos HaRachamim is because in those moments when we are the most ungodly versions of ourselves, when we have acted in ways that make us so distant, so far away from being like Hashem, from being close to Hashem, being connected to Hashem, because the closeness that we have to Hashem, the connection we have to Hashem, is by emulating Him, is by being like Him, is by being as similar as we possibly can. And when we've sinned, we've become as different as possible. We've fallen so far away that we're foreign to godliness. And in those moments when we can't necessarily just change ourselves completely to become godly again, one of the greatest gifts that Hashem gave us is He said, you might not be able to change yourself or what you've done in this moment, but you know what you can always do? What you always have access to in every situation, no matter what's going on, you always have access to being like me by being truthful. One of my qualities, Hashem is saying, is that I'm emes, I'm truth. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Hashem's seal is truthfulness. And so if you're truthful, Now you're like me again. So if you've done these things that make you so different, so ungodly, in that moment, actually, the quality of the Yirgamu Midos HaRachamim that is your last resort. We started out by asking the question that you would think that MS is the last thing we would ever want to call upon in a moment of judgment. But actually, what we're saying now, Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, is that if all else fails, what we always have access to, that we can use to bring ourselves back to being godly again, is being MS-tic. Because if we're being MS, if we're MS, if we're truthful, then in that way, we're like God again. And that's vidoy, that's confession, that's the admitting. That's what we're doing in this time of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. Ashamnu, bagadnu, alchet. We're telling the truth. We can't change ourselves necessarily all the time at any given moment. But we can at least be truthful. We can be real. And when we do that, somehow, actually, miraculously, we start to find a way out of it. Because then we're godly again. And once we're reconnected to our godliness, to our nefesh alaka, to our godly soul, to our godly being, then all sorts of new pathways open up around us. All sorts of new light starts to shine through. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.